Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
To the 8123 podcast. We have a special guest here today, Kennedy Brock of
Hello.
Rock Band The Main.
Ken, today, you've been on this a couple times now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You guys must like me or something.
Yeah, we do. That's true.
That is true.
So what's up?
Today we're gonna do a little bit of a different episode. If you guys didn't know, we launched a subscription sort of fan club platform called Pillar, and you can go to pillar.club to subscribe to it. And basically, you pay a subscription every month, and you get tons of things that you wouldn't see if you were not on there, including unreleased songs, demos, videos, behind the scenes. And then every morning we do a talk show called Good Morning 8123, where we kind of tell the news of the day, all things music, entertainment, and other things that are happening in the world. And it's a really, really cool thing. And hopefully some of you guys will want to be a part of that. I would say that if you're a fan of our band, this has everything you could ever want, kind of in one thing. Tons of extra things that you wouldn't get anywhere else, plus extra perks like discounts on merchandise, exclusive merchandise. Once we get back on tour, you'll get early access to tickets and all that kind of thing. So pillar.club is the place to be if you want to be a part of that. So
I know Ken's there.
Yeah, I am there. I am so there.
What have you been up to, man?
Oh, yeah. Me just hanging out, quarantining.
Yep. Quarantine, yeah. Me too. It's fucking hot.
Yeah. I've been, my parents are out of town and I don't have a pool. So I've been going over to their pool almost every day for a quick
dip.
Yeah. Nice. The pool has been a daily routine for me. Yeah.
Do you ever bring any dips to your dip?
Like
hummus or salsas?
No, but I really should.
Yeah. Maybe when you go today, because I mean, I doubt you went already.
No, yeah.
Now you're going to remember the dip.
Maybe stop and get a whole thing, a couple dips.
All right. Cool.
Get me on the side of the pool, dip it.
Yeah.
Or in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool. Well, we will get into the show. We talk about lots of things, new music from people, and the Q&A at the end was awesome. So hopefully you guys dig this episode. First, a message from a sponsor, but then after that, I think I'm going to play a little bit of a clip of a song called Reality, which is a Forever Halloween B-side that's never been heard before, and it is on Pillar tomorrow. So if you want an extra reason to be a part of it, you can hear the full version of the song. So I think it's a fucking badass song. So
I always liked it. And it's not my fault that it's not on the album.
I won't take that responsibility either.
I'll take all the blame.
It's your fault?
I don't know. Sure.
All right, whatever. We'll see if people like it or not. And
yeah.
If they don't, then
we'll judge. Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. All righty. Well, we will talk to y'all soon. Thanks for listening. Made a mess of it. Then I cut my hands on the way out, and you noticed. Hello, good morning, 8123. Today is Thursday, July 23rd. Multiple things going on today. It is Throwback Thursday, as we sometimes talk about on the show. So I found out that on this day last year, we were at the Rave in Milwaukee playing at Sad Summer Fest, and we were in the pool. If anybody doesn't know, the Rave has an empty pool down in their basement, which is haunted. And there's only been a few bands that have been able to sign inside the pool because they want to keep it, you know, kind of in condition as it was. We were asked if we would sign our name to the pool. And I believe that we're like one of maybe six bands. I think I saw Mac Miller, the 1975, All Time Low, us, one or two more.
Slayer.
Oh, really?
Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer got the window, the little like window, you know, when you go under the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That was a pretty big honor.
Yeah, it's a venue that, you know, has been a frequent of ours for the entirety of our touring.
Yeah.
It's always good going there. And we talked about it a couple days ago, Taco Bell, when we talked about Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rave, yeah, exactly. Taco Bell. They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, honestly.
And then the other thing today is One Direction Day, which it is the 10-year anniversary of their band when they got put together. I think there was a bunch of hype about what they were going to do for this day. And it appears as if they did pretty much nothing besides the fact that they acknowledged that they each acknowledged that they've been a band for 10 years. And then they put,
which is not true.
No,
they're not a band.
Well, they've been separate for
they were a band for a amount of years, and now they are not a band.
Well, it's the 10 years since they started. It's the anniversary of them getting together. they put together a playlist of their songs, which I guess was the big hype that everybody's been waiting for. So I've seen a bunch of people on my timeline on Twitter disappointed that they were expecting expecting anything beyond just doing nothing.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you had one job today.
Not doing it.
We will get into the official segments of the show here.
I mean, real quick, you sent so many texts of things to do today. It's difficult to find stuff. Some days it's like fuck, and then today I had like eight texts from you, and I was like,
There was plenty of stuff today. Yeah, I even thought that maybe was your segment. I didn't know if I was about to go.
So big news in the world of music. Taylor Swift announced on Instagram this morning that she is releasing her eighth album called Folklore. And it's a surprise drop. It comes out tonight at midnight. There's 16 songs.
Eight Justin deluxe editions that I see.
Yeah, there's eight different deluxe editions. Each one has an extra track. And there is a song that features Justin Vernon and a couple other people. from the vibe of the artwork and everything that I'm and the title, you know, I feel like maybe this is her chilled out,
Whole
country record kind of thing. Bit of a return to form. But that's
the vibe I got.
Well, with Jack Antonoff and the dude from Bon Iver doing a song, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Or it's gonna be crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. So,
we'll see.
What's your guys' vibe on like just secret album like drops like this?
I think for this in particular, I think it's cool because, you know, the vibe that I'm getting is that this is just a record, you know, she wasn't going to make if it wasn't for the quarantine happening and her, you know, she would be on tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have been on tour that whole time. So I don't necessarily think that she's thinking this is her big commercial album with a big single. This is a fun thing, artistic expression for fans.
So more of a unique thing to drop it like that.
For that kind of a record, I think it's cool. And it ultimately probably makes the record come and go a bit faster, mm-hmm. you know, where you just get it all in one shot and you just heard about it and you're excited. And then in a couple months, it's back to regular, you know, her doing what she does. So for me, it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's a cool unexpected thing, you know, as a fan. I saw a lot of people on Twitter and stuff like responding like, oh, well, we thought maybe she was going to release a new single and a video this summer at some point. And then like to have a whole new like set of things to listen to is really cool.
Right. People, comments. I want to know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious because I know some people are not about it.
Yeah.
Can't build up that hype.
They don't like the secret.
Well, the second segment of the day is that a lot of the small music venues around the country are going to be able to stay alive for the time being.
Potentially,
yes. Senators have introduced a new bill to protect small music venues, basically, with 6 months of financial support. So we're hoping that goes through. And basically it's calling on places like the ones that we play. So it really is a big deal and keeping those things open that have been hit really hard because they can't open right now.
Yeah. And we talked about it a bit on other mm-hmm. episodes and kind of had asked you guys to go and sign some petitions and things. So, it appears as if, it is working. So can continue to be, diligent. And if you can, the organization is called NIVA, National Independent Venue Association. And, they're not asking for any funds from people. All they want is you to, spread the word and sign a petition, which appears to be helping. So,
mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Last part of the day.
Fingers crossed.
There's going to be a 6-part comic book series called The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. That is the My Chemical Romance album, the last album they put out. And Gerard Way is working on a 6-part comic book that will come out in October about that story. That's cool.
Yeah. It's interesting that it's coming out now, you know, like,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
You would have thought that it would have been dropped with all that other stuff.
Period. And the record.
What was that? Sorry.
Oh yeah. You know, just saying that you would have thought that they would have put that out during that era and it would have made that album cycle feel like a bigger thing. But,
is that coming up on 10 years?
It must be.
I'm curious.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Okay.
And they'll do like a deluxe or something. And then,
yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That it is. Do cool. No wrong.
Yeah, man.
Very talented man.
Cool. Well, now we will get into your guys' questions from Pillar. This first one is from Buzzcut Rush. What is the theme behind the new album? You Are Okay was Don't Be Subtle. Lovely Little Lonely was Cohesiveness. So what's the new one?
Interesting.
I would say not being this is like we'll have to figure out a catchier title for it, but I guess to explain it, I feel like not feeling like we have to put ourselves in a box, not feeling like every song has to be the same, and just like the coolest songs win, the best songs win, the things that make you feel the best win, even if they don't fit together in theory. I think every song we have so far for the record, each has its own thing. And that was just something that maybe in the past we would have been like, oh, this is like too much of an outsider. This is that, where this time we just, the coolest shit wins.
Yeah. Anything goes. And it felt like, because maybe the past couple have been so, like being in a box, like this is the way it has to go, like looser, I guess, could be.
Definitely.
Like not thinking that, it nothing had to fit in a certain zone.
Yeah, just the individual thing is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it all somehow in the end is tying gonna together.
Feel good so. Together. Yeah.
It's an interesting. Yeah, I would say like maybe in that sense it's a little bit more like American Candy. That where like, you know, you have Diet Soda Society to the song American Candy to My Hair to Another Night on Mars. Yeah. Which is like those are all like drastic,
you know. Unlost.
Yeah. So
it definitely
much more
sounds like that record, but just
song to song to
trying.
Cool. And then the last question is from Pia Morales. What would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career? And I feel like we've kind of answered this before, but I was kind of thinking to take it from more of like an actual perspective of like, you know, let's just say that we all attempted to be in bands in high school, and like a lot of our friends, you know, come 17, come 18. It's like if it wouldn't have worked right when it did, we would have just kind of been in like local bands that did okay. But at a certain point, you know, you realize that you weren't going to be able to make enough to eat, so you had to do something else. Mm-hmm. You know, does anybody have any guess of what they would have done? I mean, Ken, you were like kind of considering going to college at some point in there. Did you have any idea of like a major or like anything that you were considering?
Man, it was not super particularly. No. If I was like just going from like school stuff and not like my interest in music, like, I mean, I think if the band hadn't worked, maybe I would have been trying to be doing some sort of schooling for something like that. Recording wise, but man, my initial thing was like, I was really good at math. So like I was like looking at stuff like that, different majors and things that use that, whether it be like a statistics kind of thing. My closest buddy works for baseball teams now doing analytics stuff. That's like what I was doing at the time. Yeah, it would have been definitely a like blank slate because I really, really wanted to do the music thing. Yeah, how about you?
It's so hard to even.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think like,
about, because it, not only was it something I was doing, like that just happened to work, it was something I was doing from when I was like 14. So it was
totally.
Like, it was like that was the only plan, and I made sure that was that. So, I mean, just off the top of my head, like something that like wouldn't totally bum me out would have been like, I don't know, working at a record shop or something. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I could even like kind of think about. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have tried to do something like adjacent to this, whether it was like trying
maybe
to
video
like,
stuff. I maybe would have gotten to that.
The
only thing I can think of that I ever else got interested in.
Yeah, I think like starting like a merchandise company that like printed shirts for like businesses or something. Maybe trying to start a recording studio, which I mean, that would have been a very hard business to begin.
Yeah.
I think I, would have kind of had a really hard time at life. I probably would have ended up getting just a random job at like Guitar Center or something and tried to just get by until I could figure out something. Cause I certainly was not going to go to college either way. I just don't have that in me.
See, I like learning. I like learning shit, but I can't do it in like a school way. Like it's just, if I'm not interested in it, I can't motivate myself. But if I am, then I'm fucking in and I'm like,
so, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I feel that a lot.
Well, thank you all for watching the show today. Today's episode is going to be a podcast. I was thinking about that. So if anybody is listening to this on the podcast, thanks for listening. If you want to get this every day in video form, you can subscribe to us on Pillar, pillar.club. Our subscription service, which we talked about at the beginning and the intro, because we'll do an intro, you know. And then, thanks for everything. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Hopefully, you dig the Taylor Swift record tonight.
I caught you pretending again. Never know until you try. You caught me pretending to win, but I'm still